CR Mobile.
TR KO4 NUE. How are you, Tom?
Old chat. Let me turn this music down in here. Good to hear you. Long time no hear. Oh, we're just leaving Spartanburg, headed back towards Guerrier. And I think we'll stop someplace and get some mass consumables along the way.
I called because I was just typing you an email. And since you popped up on the radio, I can go ahead and send it, I guess. But just going to let you know, I got your email. The one about St. Peter. So true. Second thing is, here in about a week or two, I'm going to have lots and lots and lots of muscadines. And I wanted to see if you and Bernice wanted me to bring you some, because it sure does make some good jelly. But I didn't know if you'd be interested in that, but I'm just going to offer.
Appreciate that, but she said she don't think so. She's been canning a lot lately, and she's made a lot of raspberry jelly. We've had a bumper crop of raspberry jelly. But I'd take a few to eat if you come our way, and if you'll let me know, Bernice will make you that peach pie.
I hadn't forgot about that pie. Okay. Well, when they come in, I'll give you a couple of days heads up, and we'll work out a day. And the last thing I want to tell you is I haven't forgot about coming out to look at the machine shop. I got a couple of things I wanted to do all at once when you and Miss Bernice come, if y'all come. I got a sawmill. I've got a portable sawmill I wanted to set up and let you see it run for a little bit. And then I'll come on out to the machine shop. But I hadn't forgot about you. I'm just trying to knock out a couple birds with one stone.
This is N0TR with KO4NUE. Yeah, I've called you a couple times, Chad, and didn't get a hold to you. I would love to do that, but it's got to be a little cooler, Chad. I just can't take the heat. It just eats me alive with this CHF, or congestive heart failure, if you will. I just can't take it. And even just if it's an ambient 90 degrees out, I have to stay out of it. And I can go out for, 10, 15 minutes, of course, but that's about it. But I want to be a little bit cooler, like 80 or something like that, and then we can enjoy it. But I'd sure love to do that. And is your wife still interested in getting into that satellite stuff?
Been looking at it. Actually, there's a website that you can go to, and there's kind of a procedure that you need to do, and you put in a request, and if the astronaut has time, then he or she will give you a time hack you can try to access. But from what I'm reading on the emails, on the website, is that there's a lot of schools that try to make contact, and usually they have priority for the kids to try to talk. But there is random times when you can just try to access and hope for the best. But yeah, we have looked into it and are looking into it, but I don't think it's as simple as just making a call.
No, I'd recommend Jerry or Dave on that W4DJW, and he'll refer you to Jerry probably. I heard Jerry the other day and got to talk with him for quite a little bit. He's doing okay. And I missed Bill. I was pulling in at the daughter's there yesterday, and he just signed on when I was getting out the car door. So missed him. Did get to talk to him briefly before we went into Lowe's the other day. But you been busy working, or what you been up to lately?
I have put off probably 10 years of honey-do list because of three kids in the house. And I just kind of just said, you know what, it's as soon as I fix something, they break it or tear it up again. So I think at some point in time, probably around 10 years ago, I just quit trying to fix it. So since my daughter's gone and we got all the kids out of the house, then, yeah, I've been steady at it. So let me let this repeater cycle and I'll tell you what I've done. My daughter off at college about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, so it's just me and Anna here. So I have converted into one big ham shack. Or I got one corner of it. So I got my shelves up, my radios, computer, all that. I mean, it looks really nice. I'll send you a picture of it. And on the other side is cabinets. So we've taken the playroom that's attached to this room. I put down hardwood floors, repainted, trim, molding, moved our bed in here to make it a master bedroom. I've got my emergency power set up for a ham shack. So it's been between the last 4 or 5 days, I just haven't felt well. But that's pretty much kind of what I've been up to. It's just too hot outside to do anything else.
Boy, you are one talented individual, I'll tell you. Just knowing how to put in hardwood floors is enough. I watched them do that. We had that done when we moved down here. Got rid of all the old 1980s carpet. And you'll never regret that. And but it sounds like you've really been busy, so you need to take it easy, Chan. Well, we're getting close to where we're going to stop and eat up here. It's right off of Highway 29, I call it Wade Hampton, as we're going towards Greer, and it's on Gap Creek Road. And you hang a right, and you go about 3 or 4 blocks, it's on the right. You remember the name of it, Bernice? It's J&M, and it's about as close to an old hometown restaurant as you'll get. And the people there seem real nice, and the chow was excellent from what we've had. And we just had hamburgers and stuff the other day. But, oh, wow. It was just great. So we're going to stop by there and give it another try here in about 2 minutes.
Well, it was nice talking to you, and I won't send this email out because I got everything I wanted to say to you. And please tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And I will see y'all when the Muscadines come in. I'll run and drop some off by you. Probably gonna take a big bunch up to my cousin too. So I'll talk with y'all later. Y'all be safe. And this is KL4NUE, and I'm clear.
Thanks for offering, Chad, and I'll make the peach pie.
Just let us know when you're coming. This is NZLTR 73, Chad.
For KRW4FHJ. Copy, W4FHJ, out.
Hi, Gene. Bye, Gene. We're just headed into a restaurant here. Just pulled in the driveway. But you got a good signal. Wanted to say good afternoon to you, old friend. And Marie says hi. And I'll sign with you. W4FHJ and 0TR73s.
All right, Tom, I'll let you go real quick. The reason I called, I overheard you talking about that restaurant. Where is that and the name of it again? I'm always looking for another one.
Oh, I didn't even know you called me, Gene. It's M&J, Mike and... What?
M&J at the four-way.
Mike and Juliet at the four-way. And it's 1100 Gap Creek Road. It's only about 3 blocks off of... Wade Hampton, as you're leaving Greer or if you're coming from Spartanburg. Gap Creek's, I'm sure you're familiar with that. Just come to the north a little bit, and it'll be on your right side. And I'm sure you'd enjoy it, Gene. They're nice folks in there. It's non-smoking now, too, which didn't used to be, so we never did go in there. But it says Monday through Thursday, 11:30 till 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11:30 till 11, and Sunday's 11:30 till 9. I think you'd enjoy it. It's just a nice place. Not fancy, just good eating. I hope that is all you need to know, Gene.
Yeah, you got all that down pat. One question. If you're coming from Greer, Gap Creek Road, do you turn right or do you turn left? I didn't get that straight.
Like you come out past all the Toyota dealers and all of them, you turn left on Gap Creek. The fire department's down the road there, and there's a stop sign. It's right across the street from the fire department.
That, and I appreciate it. We'll see you later. And hello, Bernice. You folks have a good lunch. W4FHJ, clear.
Oh, thank you, Gene, and you have a good day.
See you later, Gene, in 0TR.